Welcome to What's Your Edge, a series of Vision Edge marketing podcasts dedicated to helping you use data, analytics, process, and measurement to create an edge for you and your customers. It's been almost a decade since the Circuit of America's Formula One racetrack came on the scene in Austin. While the facility has hosted many of the biggest names in music and sports, it's the Formula One race that unleashed tremendous excitement and added a new dimension to our city. Before this, I wasn't familiar with car racing and all that it entails. One of the many things I found fascinating was the pit crew. In automotive racing, pit strategy is critical to success. When a car is running at over 100 miles an hour, it travels approximately 150 feet per second. That means during a 10-second pit stop, a car's competitors will gain approximately 1/4 mile over the stopped car. A good pit crew and pit strategy makes all the difference in the time performance of the car and the racer. As I think about the concept of the pit crew, I realize marketing organizations can benefit from operating similarly. Consider the speed at which marketing must operate in today's environment. We need to run faster and be more agile than ever. Marketing operations, or marketing ops, is the key function that enables marketing to be more agile, keeps the machine running, and enables the organization to successfully compete. Marketing ops can serve as the marketing team's pit crew, carefully orchestrating the pit strategy to balance out efficiency, time lost in the pit, with effectiveness, ground gained on the track. When running like a pit crew, a marketing ops function helps the entire marketing organization realize the expected return on investment from investments in data, analytics, technology, processes, and talent resources. As a pit crew for the organization, marketing ops transforms and maintains marketing as a center of excellence. Organizations invest in marketing ops to primarily achieve three things: to ensure marketing strategies are executed seamlessly, to create, manage, and track marketing processes, and to analyze and develop metrics to improve effectiveness and reduce inefficiencies and the associated performance reporting. The vision, scope, and charter of a marketing ops function can vary. For some organizations, the marketing ops function is responsible for strategic planning and alignment, financial management and reporting, workflow definition and management, performance measurement and management, change management and innovation adoption, and marketing technology. In other organizations, the role may be different. In some cases, primarily serving tactically, for example, supporting campaign automation and tracking or budget tracking. And finally, in some organizations, marketing ops is a dump station, the place where things are done that no one else wants to do. If you choose the pit crew approach for your marketing ops, then this team must plan the strategy well before the race. Pit crews consider important metrics, such as the rate of fuel consumption, fuel weight, cornering speed, rate of tire wear, the effect of tire wear on cornering speed, the pit road length, road speed limit, and even unexpected changes in weather conditions. Marketing ops enables marketing to use metrics in the same way. For example, which levers deliver the greatest results in terms of qualified opportunities, accelerated product adoption, increased share of wallet, and improvements in customer lifetime value. Pit crews work offensively and defensively, and a marketing ops resembling a pit crew would proactively manage data, analytics, processes, planning, and tools that help identify customers' wants and needs, decide on which markets and customers to pursue, what messages and channels to use, and when these will occur, what service and adjustments are needed throughout the program execution, or how to modify the strategy due to unexpected changes in market and competitive conditions. Just as the pit crew needs to be prepared and equipped to perform any service from the simple to complex on the car during the race, marketing ops needs to be prepared and equipped to perform any service or adjustment to support the marketing team and its internal stakeholders in product, sales, service, and delivery. Marketing ops functions that operate like a pit crew need strength, agility, and speed. This is a very different view than the marketing ops that runs more like a service station crew. As a service center, the emphasis is on the word service. In addition to pumping gas, refueling, the service station attendant performs basic care services, such as washing the customer's windows and checking the oil and water levels. In some instances, these centers might provide oil changes, tire repair services, engine repair, and parts service and replacement. A service station typically has little visibility into which customers and cars they will serve that day or what kind of services they will be asked to perform. Marketing ops organizations behaving as a service station work on demand, supporting whatever requests come their way with little opportunity to strategize or plan. As a result, an ops organization that operates like service stations are better equipped with skills and tools that provide basic turnkey services on demand. Successful service stations and like-minded marketing ops organizations need exceptional customer service, supply and inventory management, financial management, and general maintenance skills. Very different skills from the pit crew. In general, the service station is reacting to problems and specific requests made by the customer as they arise. The service station team rarely can be proactive. As you and your team consider your marketing ops function, deciding whether you are a pit crew or a service station may provide some guidance. Once you make this fundamental decision, you can build your framework accordingly. The framework should include the functions mission, scope, charter, role, and milestones. We have 10 questions that will help you outline the framework. Let's start with number one. What is the purpose of the marketing ops function in your organization and why do you need one? Two, what will be better or different because of this function? Three, what is the umbrella philosophy of the function? Four, what areas or processes will be covered and delivered by the function, such as planning and financial management and oversight, marketing technology, workflow management, data and analytics, performance management and reporting, talent management and development, and marketing culture? Five, which of these areas or processes will the function own versus drive or support? Six, who are the stakeholders and our customers? Internal to marketing, external to marketing like IT or finance and sales, external to the organization such as suppliers, customers, and partners. Seven, what will the specific measurable objectives for the organization be? And eight, what essential skills, characteristics, capabilities, and resources are required to achieve these? Nine, what are the tasks and associated milestones that will enable the organization to achieve its purpose? And lastly, how will the success of the function be measured? Once you have a framework for your marketing ops function, develop a plan for communicating this information to the rest of the marketing team and other stakeholders. This step will help the organization understand where and how the function fits. I need to declare our bias. We far prefer marketing ops run like a pit crew, and we hope you do too. We hope you found this episode of What's Your Edge helpful. What's Your Edge is the creation of Vision Edge Marketing, founded in 1999. It is our purpose to help our customers solve the most difficult problems when it comes to using data, analytics, process, and measurement to accelerate growth, create customer value, and improve performance. We always welcome hearing from you.